message.
If you listened earlier in the week, you know that we did a couple of episodes on frequency and vibration. I'm going to piggyback on that just a bit and expand. One of the simplest yet most transformative truths in life is feeling good is the key to creating a life of abundance, joy, and possibility. Now, I realize that that sounds like a bit of an oversimplification, but the emotions that we choose to focus on and cultivate, they shape not only our experiences of life, but also the opportunities and realities that we attract. The most important thing we can do to powerfully shift the condition of our lives is to focus on feeling good. Now, this is not just about having a positive attitude. It's about aligning ourselves with an energy that attracts more of what we truly want. In a world where stress, fear, and dissatisfaction are so common, it can be easy to fall into a trap of focusing on what is wrong, what is lacking, and what is in need of improvement. But when we do this, we close ourselves off to the creative possibilities and solutions that are available to us. On the other hand, when we cultivate an attitude of gratitude, appreciation, and satisfaction, we create the conditions for inspiration and creativity to flow freely, and opportunities begin to reveal themselves. Now, at first glance, focusing on feeling good might seem a little self-indulgent or even unrealistic in the face of life's so many challenges, but feeling good is not about ignoring problems or pretending that difficulties do not exist. No, instead, it is about recognizing the immense power we have to choose our emotional state, regardless of external circumstances. When we choose to focus on emotions like joy, gratitude, and appreciation, we raise our vibrational frequency. Remember that? This elevated emotional state does not just make us feel better, it makes us more open, more creative, more resourceful, enabling us to see and seize opportunities that we may have otherwise missed. See, emotions are energy, and they play a crucial role in shaping our reality. When we feel good, we are vibrating at a higher frequency, attracting people, circumstances, and experiences that match that frequency. It's like tuning a radio to a station that plays your favorite music. When you're on the right frequency, everything just falls into place. And in contrast, when we focus on what's wrong or lacking, our vibration lowers and we attract more situations that confirm those feelings. One of the most powerful ways to shift our emotional state is through, you know what I'm gonna say, don't you? Gratitude. Here we are again. Gratitude is more than just saying thank you. It's an active practice of focusing on what is good in our lives, no matter how small, because when we consciously choose to focus on what we have to be thankful for, we change the way that we perceive the world, and suddenly things we may have taken for granted become sources of joy, and we begin to see abundance where we once saw scarcity, because gratitude shifts our attention from lack to abundance. Instead of focusing on what's missing or what needs to be fixed, we start noticing the many things that are already working in our favor. It's also a powerful tool for just remaining present. Often, dissatisfaction arises because we're too focused on the future, on what we want to achieve or to change. And setting goals and striving for improvement, that's important, but it's equally important to appreciate where we are right now, because when we appreciate the present moment, we release the pressure of constantly chasing after that next thing. It's about recognizing that we have the power to shape our emotional state, and that by doing so, we shape our reality. So, if you want to powerfully shift your life, begin by focusing on feeling good, because the rest will follow.